You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask a Drone You. My name is Paul.
Yes, welcome. My name is Rob, and we are glad that you're with us on this fabulous day. I don't know what day it is, but hope you're having a good one. Thank you for spending some time with us. We do appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. And today we're going to be talking about Zoom platforms. With different cameras that can zoom from the sky, what is the right option for you at what price point? We're excited to be talking about that. Also, very excited and special thanks to our friends at ColoradoDroneChargers.com who just launched a new charger to charge 6S batteries. That's right, your Inspire 2 and Matrice M200, M210 batteries, those TB50s and TB55s. Colorado Drone Chargers now has a drone charger for that. It's in a case, and honestly, it's really awesome. You've got to check it out. Just go to ColoradoDroneChargers.com and use discount code DRONEU8 to save a little bit of moolah on that charger. But I'm really excited because now I can charge all of my Inspire batteries at once. Not like, not in sync where two charge and then when they're done, two more charge. And then when they're done, two more charge. Nope, whoop, charged.
So a little story about my beginnerness as a pilot as it relates to that. I was charging the batteries for the Mavic Air last night and I was so confused because I'm so used to those chargers. And I didn't know that they didn't do that with the Mavic Air. So I was like, something's wrong with this battery. Why isn't it charging? It took me a couple minutes to figure that out. But anyways,
I love
rookie mistake.
Drone noob stories
rookie
from Rob.
Mistake.
This should be a new segment in the show.
Seriously.
I love this. All right, well, let's go ahead. Let's hear the question. Again, brought to you by our friends at ColoradoDroneChargers.com.
Hey, guys, this is Michael again. I know that you guys have covered this in other episodes, but I can't really find an episode dedicated to this question. If there is an episode, I would love to know what episode it is. My question, which cameras have the best zoom capability and or quality? Which drones carry these cameras? Thank you. I really appreciate it. You guys rock.
Thank you, Michael. And so, in case y'all didn't pick up on this, this is the same Michael who had the boss that told him he can't fly for money without being an engineer or some equivalent of. So I like that he's asking this question, meaning he's moving on. Right?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, okay, I'm doing it.
Right.
Okay, good.
And there's a couple more from him that we might play here soon as well. So definitely just kind of moving on with his life and doing what he needs to do, which is cool. So anyways, Zoom cameras.
So Zoom cameras. Let's talk about three different options for Zoom. You could use an old Inspire 1. I shouldn't even say old. I still love my Inspire 1. You could use an Inspire 1 with a Z3. That's Z as in Zed, zebra. Z3 camera. You're not going to have a whole too much amount of zoom, but enough zoom that it's usable. And the camera for the price point can't really be beat. It's only, I think, here, let me check really quick. I'm pretty sure it's only $600, but I will give you the answer right now. The other thing is you can even attach that Z3 to other platforms like the M100, DJI Z3 camera. All right, it is $899, and I will go ahead and shoot this over. It's a 12-megapixel camera. It's, again, using that 1/2 sensor, same as the X3 camera. So I think it's honestly a great thing. Just know you cannot live stream and record at the same time. They never fixed that, which was kind of a problem. So it's really important to kind of understand that. Now, the next platform that we could get a zoom camera is on the X5. So the X5 could be flown on the Inspire 1, Inspire 2 if it's the X5S, the M200 or the M210 or the M600. Now, in order to get zoom on the X5, you have to buy the 14 to 42 millimeter lens. It's an Olympus lens, and you will have some zoom. Obviously, 14 millimeters to 42 millimeters is not that much zoom, but it is a good option, and it is your next highest price point up. If you really want killer zoom, like killer zoom, where you can be flying at 400 feet and no one can hear you at all, no one can hear you, and you need to look at the watch on your arm to determine what time it is, then you're going to need the Z30 camera.
Wow.
You remember that, right? The demonstration we did at the fly-in last year?
I do remember that.
That camera is, I think it's $9,000. And you're going to need an M200 or M210 to fly it. So you're going to be in it for another $7,000. They dropped the price on the M210s.
Did they?
Interesting.
Hmm.
Interesting.
That's typical with technology, I suppose.
Yeah,
so when you say interesting, why
so
are you
fast.
Saying that? Why are you saying
the Inspire
that?
2 stayed the same price for a long time.
True. There's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just think it says something.
I'm just curious what you're reading into that when you say it's interesting, but maybe you're not going to say that now.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't know. As far as inspections go, the Z30 camera is awesome, but it's a lot of money. And if you just learn to fly closer with, say, a Z3 camera instead of a Z30 camera, you can get pretty similar results because the Z30 camera is only 2 megapixels.
Cool.
Versus 12 for the Z3.
The Z3. And the Z3 is pretty reasonably priced, huh?
Yeah, $900, but it's only 3.5 times optical zoom. Let's check out the Z30.
The reviews aren't great there. Interesting.
Z30 has 1,200 millimeters of zoom, 30 times optical zoom.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to give you the link for this one too.
Cool.
So voila.
Fun. What would you do with the Z30? You personally, if you had one, what would you
Probably
use it for?
Power line inspections or, search and rescue.
Yeah.
I don't know. Search and rescue doesn't pay any money though. So it's kind
of
like, unless you're doing it professionally, like you have a SAMS number and a DUNS number and you're in the like vendor list for FEMA whenever something happens.
Sure. Or obviously if you work for the government.
True. Yeah, true.
Cool.
So anyway, yeah, I think that's going to do it for us today on that episode. Low price point, Inspire 1 with Z3. Next price point, X5 with the 14 to 42 millimeter zoom. The next price point, Z30 with M210 or M200. And that's your answer.
Sweet.
I think that helps him out.
I think so. I hope so.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.